So in 1942, you graduate from Booker T.
Right.
But in 1941, we have Pearl Harbor. How old were you when you graduated from high school?
17.
You were 17. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you were 17 yeah. then on Pearl Harbor Day. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the day that you heard about Pearl Harbor? Do you remember that day?
Yes.
It was on a Sunday.
It was almost Sunday.
It was on a Sunday.
It was on
Sunday. Okay, yeah.
And I'm thinking that after Sunday school, we had left church and gone to Williams Drugstore, which was right down the street. And the word came that we were in war. And of course, then you start thinking, what does that mean? You didn't know what that really meant. You was thinking that something's coming here, you know, the war was going to be
right here in Oklahoma.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah, that was our thinking, that they getting ready to start fighting us right here. Mm-hmm. We didn't realize that it was somewhere else. But then it didn't take long for you to realize that they start checking the young people out. The first thing you know, the young men was being called in. Okay. You got numbers, I think, is how they started off giving them numbers. And when your number, and I think you had to be 18 years old when they first started.
We're right in that age bracket where you knew young boys.
Yeah, all of them. And then by the time I went to Langston, they were cleaning that place out, all the guys.
Because Daddy had to go.
Yeah, he went to
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. And he knew that he was going to be called, so he transferred from there to be at home because he lived in Oklahoma City. So he'd be close to home when he got ready to leave, and that's what happened. He was drafted from there.